The Rangers hosting the Angels on Friday, and they get started very early. Cole Hamels was on the mound, and at the bottom of the first, they give him a big lead. It's already 1-0 Texas, and there's two on for Jonathan Lucroy.
Counts 2-2. Here's the pitch. There goes Odor. That one is drilled down the left field side. It's out by the wall, and it'll take a bounce hit off the base of the wall. They're going to score one. They're going to score two. And Lucroy doubles in a pair. A couple more two-out runs. Four straight batters have reached base safely in this inning with two outs, and now it's 3-0 Texas.
Yeah, this is a fastball boy. Up in the zone, and Jonathan Lucroy, even though you talked about the struggles, is not going to miss this one. This is center cut and up. And Lucroy, with Odor on the move, hammers it in the left field corner. Odor scores easily.
Here's the payoff pitch, and that one is driven deep into left field. It's well hit out by the out of town scoreboard and gone. Beltre went down to a knee swinging at that one and blasted out. Three-run homer, 7-0 Texas.
Oh, he just had a feel that he was sitting off speed this entire at-bat. Got what he was looking for. This one looks like it's either a bad split or a slider that doesn't do anything. Anything you look at it looks more or less like it's a slider that is in that spot that we talked about, that down and in, and that is Adrian Beltre.
Here's the next one on Odor, and he drives the ball deep into right, and this one is way out of here. A second decker. Back-to-back home runs. Yep, Velasco's given up 25 this year. That's more than any pitcher in baseball. And that figures to be the last pitch he throws here tonight. And here comes Mike Socha, and that'll be it. So a real rough night for Ricky Nolasco. He gives up 8 runs tonight in an inning and 2/3. Here's his next pitch. This is a ground ball hit right to the second baseman. They'll flip to second for one, relay to first. It's another double play. Right at Odor, and a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. The Angels have hit into 3 of them in the last 4 innings. We are moving now to the bottom of the 7th inning. Here in the top of the inning, no runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Here's the next pitch, and that's right in there for a strike. So Pennington is out looking, and there's one away here in the Angels' top of the 8th.
On that last pitch, the 89th pitch in this game for Cole Hamels. He has been on complete cruise control. Certainly his offense carrying him big time early, and now he just has to execute game plan.
A lot of stars for the Rangers as they beat the Angels 10-0 on Friday. Adrian Beltre drives in 3. He now has 1,596 career RBI, passing Hall of Famer Mike Schmidt and tying Hall of Famer George Brett for 32nd all-time. The Angels could not do much of anything on Friday night. They could not get a runner into scoring position, and they're shut out by the Rangers 10-0 on Friday. After the game, here's Angels manager Mike Socha.
Getting behind guys, and then when he did get ahead, just putting guys away, stuff wasn't as crisp today. And, you know, those guys had a good offensive day.
Is this, based on the way he was pitching, his last two starts were pretty encouraging. Is this just sort of a hiccup you can forget?
Yeah, we're gonna turn the page on it. Starters are going to have those rough starts occasionally, and this is just one of them for Ricky.
What did you think that Hamels did effectively to stem you guys?
He didn't do anything that we didn't expect, but he did it well. It pitched in well, used both sides of the plate, made us put the ball in play, and he pitched a good 7+ for those guys.
Two starts Hamels made against you guys. He only gotten one run. Is it kind of like what you were saying there? Stuff he was doing
to limit
you guys?
Well, he's bounced back and he's throwing the ball well since he's come back, but he's always tough on us. He's a good pitcher, and we didn't get too many good looks at him tonight, and all early in the year same thing.
Not having a left-handed thrower either as a starter or coming in from the bullpen, how much does that handicap you a bit with teams like the Rangers and others?
There's definitely some strategic advantage to having some lefties, whether it's in your start or you're being able to flip-flop through your bullpen. But if you have a bunch of righties like we do throwing the ball well, you can, you know, you should be able to go out there and hold leads that you should. So, you know, if we had a lefty who was really throwing the ball well, obviously it would make it could, you know, could make a difference in some matchups. But there are some subtle things that you do when you know the other team doesn't have lefties or an effective lefty in your lineup that you can do. And you know, we're right now we're you know, this is where we feel is the strongest way to go.
When Cam moved to the leadoff spot, he had a month there where he was getting on base at a very high clip, but that's sort of faded in recent weeks. Have you seen anything different from him?
He hit some hard outs in Minnesota. Hit some hard outs tonight too. You know, you're not always going to be as locked in as he was, but no, his approach is good. I think he's you know, just hasn't had many hits, as many hits fall in right now, but he's having good approach.
Saturday, Jesse Chavez goes for the Angels, opposed by Tyson Ross of the Rangers.